Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and calm night across Israel. Temperatures are mild this evening. Perfect for a quiet stroll under the stars in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, CENTCOM reports that an Iranian ship refused to stop for 6 hours. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, the coffin of French soldier Florian Montreuil was flown home. Walla reported this in the past hour. Also this hour, Dr. Nissim Katz warns about the ceasefire imposed in Lebanon. This is from Mariv. Separately, the IDF confirms Hezbollah's involvement in killing a UNIFIL peacekeeper. JNS provided this information from earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu and Argentina's president signed the Isaac Accords to boost ties. Ynet reported this development earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Shanaka 86 noted just minutes ago that the U.S. Navy fired on an Iranian vessel in the Gulf of Oman, closely mirroring a past incident. Fox reports highlighted the persistent issue of sexual harassment within political circles, speaking to several insiders earlier today. Middle East_24 examined how recent events have altered the power dynamics within Lebanon, suggesting Hezbollah's influence may be waning. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. Central Command's recent actions, CENTCOM released footage showing their destroyer firing upon an Iranian vessel that resisted stopping for 6 hours in the Gulf. The incident highlights ongoing tensions in the region, emphasizing the challenges of maintaining security in strategic waterways. Turning to the somber return of French soldier Florian Montreuil. His body was flown back to France today for burial. He was killed in southern Lebanon, where tensions remain high. The event underscores the risks faced by UN peacekeepers in volatile regions. Meanwhile, Dr. Nissim Katz from Mariv warns of a recurring pattern. He points out that ceasefires, like the one in Lebanon, often come at critical moments when strategic advantages are within reach. This serves as a call for cautious diplomacy. Separately, the IDF's confirmation of Hezbollah's actions against a UN peacekeeper adds to the complexity. This identification of Hezbollah's actions serves as a reminder of the group's ongoing threat to regional stability. Finally, Netanyahu and Argentina's President Milei have launched the Isaac Accords. This new initiative aims to deepen ties between Israel and Latin America, mirroring the success of the Abraham Accords. Such diplomatic efforts could open new avenues for cooperation and growth. Turning to business and markets. First, Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, warns that artificial intelligence will replace many entry-level jobs in sectors like finance and high-tech. This concern was outlined by Mariv Business recently. Separately, CTech reports that recent tech deals in Israel have helped reduce the country's deficit. One-off tax payments from these transactions have temporarily boosted revenues. And finally, Globes highlights how a strong shekel wiped out returns for Israel's sovereign wealth fund. Although the fund saw significant returns in US dollar terms, the strengthening shekel drastically reduced these gains. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.